Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello and thank you for tuning my way this morning. I am Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come to your homes today to tell you that if God be for you, there's no power that can stand against you. This is the day the Lord has made, and the Bible said we could and we should rejoice and be glad therein. So let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this beautiful song for you. I hope you enjoy this one. Send this up to Maude Cruz. Hope she's doing much better.
Well, not long ago, I was thinking of home. I wondered if Mama was there all alone. I thought I'd drop by as I had before, but the sound from within made me stop at the door. She was praying, a sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, her voice was pleading and clear. The sound of her voice as she spoke my name brought tears to my eyes, my heart filled with shame. Praying, praying for someone like me. Walking one night, I felt so alone. My heart was so heavy from the troubles I'd known. I hadn't noticed a church that was near till the sound from within seemed to fill the air. Sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, the children that God loves so dear. Outside in the darkness, I could not see, but I could picture them down on their knees, praying for someone like me.
Yes, sir, they were praying for someone like me. I think there's nothing any greater than an old-fashioned prayer meeting to get together and pray one for another. According to the Bible, we're supposed to pray one for another. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Mama, keep on praying. Daddy, keep on praying for that son. Keep on praying for that daughter. Don't give up on them. Don't let the devil shortchange you, because God said he'd save them, and he will honor you. I received a letter here. It said, "Preacher, we listen to you on Sunday morning and preach on for the Lord." And it said, "Keep on keeping on. You was at the tent meeting in Revival on 92, and we really enjoyed your preaching." I appreciate that letter. I appreciate the card and letters that I've received so far. And that's Cecil and Nancy Ryder. I appreciate you. Since I left up there, continue to pray for you. I appreciate James and Louise so much. And I appreciate Betty and Ernie and Barry and Patty Harper. And I never cease to pray for you, and I want you to continue to pray for me. Well, let's do this song right here for you, and hope you enjoy this one also.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen, an ending day where night will never be.
This is just what heaven can remember. I need your prayers. I need your to stand with me faithful in this radio ministry. And Doris is not doing well. And I have so many people and that I listens to me that I don't really, I can't call your name because I don't, it just take up all the broadcast to do that. But I appreciate everything. I appreciate the people who pay and pray to keep this broadcast coming to your home. That's a very faithful commitment, and I pray for you every day. So you continue to pray for me. So let's go now and listen to this song. I want to send this one up to Becky Lilly, in memory of Charles Lilly, the shepherd of my valley.
The shepherd of my valley, Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I could make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms folded about in his bosom, what could I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river,
and my burdens are high as a mountain. And the one I've trusted has let me down. Well, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Well, I dread the thoughts of living without the Lord Jesus Christ. I've lived with the Lord now for 56 years, and it's too good now to give up. The old boy said, I've got too much invested, and God has invested a lot in me. So he loves me, and no love is greater than the Father, and I appreciate his love. I appreciate your help and support on the broadcast. I've made a commitment to this broadcast. I'm going to continue. As long as people continue to pay and pray, we're going to continue on this radio ministry, because a lot of people listen to this broadcast. You would be surprised the people who get this broadcast and listen to it. So as long as they pay and keep me, hold my hands up, and I'll preach. I love to preach. If you want me to come in your church, I'll sing and preach, and I'll do whatever you want me to do on a Sunday morning. I'll be at Red Sulphur on the second Sunday morning and the fourth Sunday night. And so if you'd like me to come in your church and sing for you and preach for you on a Sunday morning, I'd be more than glad to do that. So you just give me a call. I'm listed in the phone book here in Hinton, West Virginia. Just give me a call, and we'll set a date, and I'll be right there to sing and to preach for you. So let's do this song right here just before I bring you the message. And this one says, oh, what a reason.
I've been blessed with many things. God's been so good to me. I have family and friends who share in all that I do. But if I lose it all, and I'm left with nothing, if I have the Lord, I know things to find real happiness. But if you've looked very long, then you know that it just can't be found.
that I leave. No, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. And no, what a reason.
Yes, sir, he's the only reason I live, and oh, what a reason. I want to remember Bobby and Coulter and Alicia and Cindy in that song. I haven't sent them out a song for a while, and they've been so faithful down through the years to support this broadcast. And then also Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger over there in Peterstown. A lot of people over that way get the broadcast, and it's hard to remember everyone. My memory ain't what it used to be, but anyhow, I hope Ed and Mary Jo is doing all right. I haven't heard from them for a while, but out of sight, not out of mind. I'll never forget my friends, and friends are something that'll stay with you. So I'm going to go to the message right now. I hope you enjoy this message. It's called The Facts of a Lost Man.
Now, over in Luke's Gospel, if you have your Bibles, in Luke chapter 18, you'll find a story. And in this story, you're going to find two men. One is a Pharisee, the other one is a publican. And I want you to notice something about this story. First of all, Jesus tells it as a parable. And the reason that he's telling it as a parable, he's ran into an issue of religion was versing Christianity. A great difference. You see, religion can be anything. But Christianity is a thing that reaches into the moral issues of man. It reaches into the heart. It reaches into the mind. And in this story, it was made very clear in the ninth verse that Jesus is going to use a parable. Now, a parable is an allegory. You know what an allegory is? An allegory is a short story formulated to bring about a fact. And Jesus is going to use a parable, an allegory, or a short story to tell us about two men. And in this story, if you'll notice about the story, there's things that I always look for. Maybe you've never thought about it. But in this story, Jesus takes verse 9 and begins to relate to what the parable is going to be about. And then it takes three verses to explain the life or the action of the Pharisee. But it's only going to take one verse to explain the actions of the publican. Now I want you to notice here in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto the certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. And then he goes on in verse 10 and says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterous, or even as this publican. I fast twice today. I give tithes of all that I possess. Those three verses of Scripture was the identification of the Pharisee. But then notice the next verse. The Bible said, and the publican, standing off, would not lift up as much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. I want you to notice the difference between the two people. The one man went to pray. He went to pray to God. But he did not pray to God. He simply went to address God to who he was. He said, I pray twice today. I fast twice today. I give of all that I have. But the publican standing far away. He says to God, God, be merciful to me because I am a sinner. You see, it's a fact that he was a sinner. And I'd like to point out to you, if you haven't already found it out, the point is this, all we like sheep have gone astray. Every man hath turned to his own way. And the Bible said, the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. We're all sinners that are saved by grace. We were lost without God. The Bible said God does not make mistakes. In the beginning of time, God created the heavens and the earth. Something happened. The Bible said that sin came into the garden. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They partake of the thing that God told them not to. And when they partake of what God told them not to, their eyes were open and they knew sin. They were naked before God. It's a symbolizing showing of man's condition. Man now is lost without God. Now some people would say, well now God made a mistake. Remember, God don't make mistakes. You see, God had a purpose in all that he does. Have you ever went out and ran a robot car? Have you ever went out on the parking lot and saw those little robot cars where you push the button and you turn the steering wheel? And what they do, they go when you push the button and they turn when you turn the steering wheel. Is that right? Is that what God intended for you to be? No. God did not intend for you to be a robot, so therefore he don't push your button and he don't turn your steering wheel. Because God made you a free moral agent. And God made you that way so that you could realize you're lost. You're lost without God. You need to know that fact. You see, if God had made you a robot, you would have never known you was lost. You would have never been able to have the common sense and the ability to even know that you were annihilated from God. You would have never known when sin came in and you became naked in the face of God. But God did not make you a robot. God made you a human being. God put a personality in you. He put a choice in you. He gave you the ability to think and to act. He gave you the ability to know. He gave you knowledge. He gave you wisdom. He gave you understanding for one reason. So that you would know the fact that you're lost without God. Man would never known. Man would have never known his condition before God if God had made him like a robot. But you see, the fact is that we know we are sinners. There is no excuse in the eyes of God. No man can say that he doesn't know he's lost. Because the Bible said, you are unexcusable, O man. Every man is lost in the sight of God. There is none good, according to the Bible, no, not one. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, God made a provision. This Pharisee did not recognize that. That was the downfall of the Pharisee. He did not recognize his lost condition. He thought because he went to church, because he gave of his tithes, because he did fast, that he was all right in the sight of God. But the publican knew how to meet God. He came to God with the fact, be merciful to me, a sinner, because I'm lost in the sight of God. You see, the mission of the church is not to get people saved. Did that bust your bubble? The mission of the church is not to get them saved, Jim. The mission of the church is to get them lost. We need to get men lost. We need men to realize they're lost in the eyes of God. I had a young boy one time, my youngest son. I'd done a very dumb thing. I took him hunting. We went squirrel hunting. And I got so wrapped up in squirrel hunting that my son said, Daddy, I want to go home. And I said, okay, you just follow that hollow right down there, hit the main road, and you're going down to the house. And I went on squirrel hunting. Oh, did I do a stupid thing? Yes, I did. I admit it. But I got home. My son wasn't there. I said to Martha, I said, where is Rodney? She said, that's what I want to know. Where is Rodney? I said, hasn't he come home? She said, no. She panicked. I panicked. My father-in-law panicked. My mother-in-law panicked. Everybody realized that Rodney is lost. And brother, I'll tell you, you're talking about a fear is to realize you have a son out in those mountains lost. And, I mean, it's a fear that will nearly destroy your mind. We went up those hollers and down them roads hollering, Rodney, Rodney, Rodney. We went over those ridges and up those hollers hollering, Rodney, Rodney. There was no sweeter voice than when we heard Rodney say, yes, Dad, here I am. He was lost.
I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. The look of love was on his face. His head, blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red, though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead.
Father, as we come to close the broadcast today, we pray for the lost. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for those who are shut out from the house of God, shut away from God. Lord, I pray that somehow or another they'll come close to you. I hope that today we've said something that will touch a heart, touch a life, and turn them around, Lord, and put them in the right direction. This old world is staggering and reeling and rocking and going to hell. But Lord, we can realize that we got a voice, that we can speak out to people, we can witness to people and tell them about Jesus Christ. I thank you for those who have paid and prayed on this radio ministry to keep this preacher on the air, that I might tell people, yes, there is truly something you can believe in. Neighbor, I'm glad you've tuned my way this morning. I hope that we've been a blessing in your home. I hope you've agreed with me. I hope that you're saved. If you are, give me a shout. Call me on the phone, invite me to your church, or either just drop me a card or letter. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and/or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request.